Good evening, Bruce. Welcome to the Space Show.
Thank you, Andrew. It's a pleasure to be here.
We've put instruments on European satellites. How was the Australian government involved in that project? Now, that satellite, of course, uses a radar as well as the a long track scanning radiometer, and it yields us a lot of important data about the ocean as well as the land, and yet our remote sensing station at Alice Springs is right exactly in the centre of Australia and therefore doesn't really make it possible to receive pictures of the ocean except along the very near coast. Is anything going to be done about that situation to allow us to pick up the important oceanographic information as well as the land information?
Yes, you're absolutely right. The data acquisition facility at Alice Springs was established in the 1970s to take imagery from satellites which were observing the Earth. And of course, Alice Springs is right in the centre of Australia, and from there you can receive pictures from satellites overflying any part of the Australian continent, including Tasmania. But you cannot go very far out over the oceans before the satellite gets out of sight of the antenna at Alice Springs. The important thing about this new generation of satellites is that they contain on board a range of active instruments which are largely designed to measure oceans. And to gain maximum benefit from that, Australia really needs receiving stations located around the coastline. The first one is under construction in Hobart. Once again, we've taken the bold decision to do it an Australian way, and this will be a low-cost station. It will cost nothing like what a conventional station will cost, and it will enable images to be taken of the Southern Ocean and out east beyond New Zealand. So this is the first one, and some people are thinking that it might be the first of a number where we might have similar stations built around the Australian coast, especially if the low-cost approach proves to be successful.
The remote sensing data, of course, Australians are getting quite involved and skilled in processing that, but many countries overseas lack those skills yet. Is there any export opportunities for us to export our skills?
Probably more opportunity to export the skills than export hardware, although we are trying to do that. But as you say, Australians have become very skillful in turning the data which come down from the satellite into images which can be interpreted for a variety of purposes. And there seems to be this capability seems to be only limited by people's imagination and the smart way in which they approach it. So, yes, we are endeavouring to increase the markets in Australia and overseas for Australian value-added services, increase the ability to distribute those data, and even to perhaps export educational services, because if you can educate people into how to process data and apply them to real problems, then you may be developing a market as well, especially if you're in a position to produce and supply the images that they need for those applications.
This data, of course, does cost money, and about $3,000 a picture, isn't it?
Well, a Landsat picture of, say, 100 kilometres by 100 kilometres would certainly cost of that order, yes.
Yes. So that would put it out of the price range of perhaps many potential users. Is there any possibility of making this data more easily available within Australia?
Yes, there is some discussion going on about that problem. Images at that scale of cost are obviously easily accessible to, for example, mining companies, who find costs of that order entirely digestible within the scale of their normal expenditures on minerals exploration. But if we look at a more mass market, say for farmers, the farmer doesn't want an image that's 100 kilometres by 100 kilometres. He wants an image that covers his 2,000 hectares or whatever it is he's farming. So if we can find a mechanism which will deliver the image from wherever it's stored on some sort of computer readable form over the telephone network into his computer, where he's got the software to make something of it, or the hardware to print an image. And if we can do so on the basis that he only buys the picture that he wants, and he pays per pixel, per little piece of image, rather than for a huge area that he doesn't want, then we might well find that the farmer is only paying $100 or $200 for a picture of his farm, and that might tell him where salinity is occurring, or where his crop's not looking too good, or he needs to spray, or he needs to put some more fertilizer on, or whatever. And that might be very cost-effective expenditure. At that level of expenditure, he might buy several images a year, or even several images a season, to aid him in managing his business. He certainly won't do so if it costs him $3,000 a shot. So these ideas are being kicked around and looked at. And in the formulation of Australia's first long-term space plan, I'm fairly confident that some of them will emerge early next year.
Well, Bruce, thanks for joining us tonight on the Space Show.
It's a real pleasure, Andrew. Thank you for the invitation.